So this whole DirecTV Sunday Ticket lawsuit that the NFL had originally lost was overturned by a judge saying that there were a couple of witnesses that weren't vetted properly or something. I don't know. But I think most fans, when they saw this, were saying, well, I bought Sunday Ticket. Am I going to get a check for $2,000 in the mail now? No, you probably weren't to begin with. And now with this being overturned, you're definitely not.
No, New York State will send you a check, though. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. So that was seemed like it was a huge deal for the NFL having to pay billions of dollars out that they, at least for now, don't have to do.
This still could be appealed. It's not over yet. The judge did rule that the NFL did violate the antitrust laws, though.
Yeah.
So, but he threw it out on the technicality, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And it can still be appealed. So I don't think it's over yet.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, when I first saw that the NFL lost that lawsuit, I was like, come on. They're going to definitely find a way to get out of this. I mean, they're one of the most rich organizations in the country right now. They'll find the right lawyer to figure this whole thing out.
The argument the NFL is making is that, look, we still allow our fans in their home markets to see their teams for free.
Yeah.
Essentially. Like, we're not charging for that unless, you know, I think we're all paying for something. You know what I mean? But the idea is
nothing in this world is free, Boomer.
Exactly. But if it is on NFL Network, you can still get it on your local Fox or CBS station.
That's right.
That's the point. And I think the NFL does make a good argument in that regard. But the problem is let's say you live here and you're a Steelers fan. You can't watch the Steelers unless you buy
Tell me about it. I grew up in New York.
Unless you're one of the local teams.
Right. I mean, I grew up in New York, a Vikings fan. So the second that the Sunday Ticket came out, I was a customer. And it was kept going up and up and up and up and up. And I needed to have it.
That's really the argument, I think. And I think the NFL has a good counter-argument. We don't know where everybody's living.
Yeah, it's not
our
fault.
Assuming that, you know, if you're a Pittsburgh Steelers fan and you're working in New York, I mean, you know, what are we supposed to do? Give you free Pittsburgh Steelers games?
I mean, I guess so. That's what they're saying.
That's the argument, is that DirecTV is basically making you pay for your out-of-market teams that you root for.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's the NFL can come back and say, listen, it's not my fault that you grew up in New York and chose the Minnesota Vikings, you idiot.
But that is their argument.
I know.
Like, we cover the home with the far majority of fans who live in those cities get to watch their hometown team on over-the-air network TV.
Yes. Well,
with the exception of ESPN, I would think.
True. I mean, can you still say over the air, though?
Terrestrial TV has that.
Yeah, I guess. I suppose. I don't know.
Like, we're terrestrial radio.
Terrestrial radio, that's true.
Yes.
Yeah. CBS Sports Network is cable TV, right? Yeah.
I mean, we all saw it. I can't speak for everybody out there, but I know the people in my life all love the Sunday Ticket.
Sunday Ticket's great. I mean, it's a lot of money, but it's great. I mean, it really is.
What's more money, that or the new ESPN, Fox, and TNT?
Oh, the Sunday Ticket by far. Sunday Ticket's hundreds of dollars. Yeah, I mean, what's funny, though, about the Sunday Ticket?
Well, wait a minute now. This new thing is what? You told me yesterday it's $42.99 a month.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, so that's hundreds of dollars a year.
Oh, yeah. See that now. Well, let me think. Sunday Ticket is how many months? September, October, November, December. So it's really only 4 months, right?
That's true.
So 4 months. What's the price now?
The $4.99 or something? I'm not sure.
Sunday Ticket price.
YouTube. What's YouTube charging?
Hey, you asshole. Is that too hard to figure out?
It is, Al. $4.50.
$4.50, okay.
So what's $4.50 divided by 4?
Yeah, it's $112.50.
Hey, is that too hard to figure out?
No, Boomer's got it. It's like $112.50. He was figuring it out.
Yeah, okay. So there you go. Sunday Ticket is more expensive. Because if you break it down per month.
Yeah, but if you do it on a yearly basis.
Well, yeah.
It's about the same.
Is it about the same? No.
A little bit more for the other
thing.
Yeah.
But you're also getting more stuff.
More stuff.
You're getting 4 months of football. You're getting 12 months of whatever the hell those people have.
I mean, I don't know what I'm buying. What, do you know what you're buying? No, you have any idea?
Too much garbage is what I'm doing. And once I get back from this trip, I'm cleaning house with that.
You are.
I can't.
Clean up.
That's it. Get all that cable garbage out of here. Enough.